20. Hot.
Hey, my name is Lyd, and we're about to chat to a crazy talented gal out of Canada. She's only 17 years old. She's a singer-songwriter. She was on So You Think You Can Dance. So yes, she can sing and dance. And you might know her for this little track. When you brought me first. Tate McRae, hello. How's your year been?
It's been crazy, especially quarantine. Quarantine's been the busiest I've ever been. Ever.
For a lot of people, you seemingly have burst onto the scene, which happens for a lot of artists. But it's never really the case, is it, Tate?
Never, no.
Never.
There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, for real. I think there's a lot of, like, strategies and thinking and planning and making sure that, you know, you are writing, you know, I've written a million songs over the past 3 years, and it's now coming down to, like, which ones I want to release and writing more and knocking these ones out. And, like, there's a whole process that a lot of people don't see.
Mm.
It's like a full-time job.
And you've got your YouTube channel and you're really active on Instagram. I mean, put all that together. I don't even know how you have time to write music.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. And I'm still doing school right now.
You're still doing school? Oh my God, Tate. How are you doing this?
I don't know how I'm doing it. I'm going day by day for sure.
Are you still living at home with the rentals?
Yeah.
That helps. That probably helps a little bit.
Yeah, I got my mom to make me some dinner and lunch. I'm good.
Yeah. And how does that feel now that, you know, people right across the globe know who you are, but mom's still making you a sandwich every now and then?
It's so weird because everything seems way more real when you can see it in person.
Yeah.
It's like when you go on tour for the first time, you see the people, you're like, oh my goodness, this is a fan. Like that.
This is real.
That's when you like realize things, but when it's like all online, sometimes it can feel like nothing's like actually happening because it's all it feels superficial.
Yeah.
Okay. Super strange.
Now, you're just 17 years old, which blows my mind listening to your music because you have this way of like expressing this really raw emotion. Your songs are so poignant and yet 17 years old. I mean, have you been through some crazy traumatic high school flings that are bringing this heartbreak? Or where are you getting your inspiration from?
Funny thing is, like, it takes me a long time to catch feelings for people. Mm. So I, like, haven't had a massive heartbreak, which seems weird because I write a lot of breakup songs. But I just have a crazy imagination. So I think I just, like, create stories all the time. And usually it comes from, like, real feelings and real emotions. I just sometimes can blow it up into, you know, like, making it sound like I had a crazy toxic ex, but I didn't.
It was like I just thought about having a toxic ex.
No, it's true, and it can aggravate you a lot.
Yeah. Okay, so before I let you go, I just have one more question, and I know you must get this all the time, and it must be so annoying, but people are drawing parallels between your music and that of Billie Eilish's. So essentially, people are comparing you to ultimately this year's biggest pop star. But on the other hand, you want to be your own artist. How do you traverse through those feelings?
I mean, obviously, it's an honor. Like, I'm a huge fan of her work. And same with Phineas. I, like, love all their songs. I think there's just, like, a lot of, like, women in the industry that I look up to. So honestly, to be compared to any one of them is like pretty cool. And obviously I'm trying to shape my own style and who I am and, you know, who I want to be. But I feel like obviously you're going to take inspiration from a million different artists and a million different songs. And like, I usually listen to Post Malone songs before I start going to a writing session, which like seems weird, but like that's, you always like got to take real music and see what you love and like, you know, how that inspires you to write your own song. So, I mean, I think it's pretty cool when you get compared to any person in the industry who's obviously successful.
Well, I think you are handling this success thing like an absolute pro, and it has been such a pleasure to chat with you. We're going to play You Broke Me First in a couple of minutes, but yeah, thanks, Tate McRae.
Thank you. Nice meeting you. Hot 20.